and it's one of the best songs ever written. If you want to turn, it's Psalm 121. This was the music was put to this psalm by a man named Frank Sweeney. And I love this because it's word for word. Psalm 121. Turn with me, if you would, now to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. And let's have one more word of prayer before we go to our Lord in this. Let's pray again. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again. So thankful. So thankful. And Lord, we pray for your help again. We don't ever want to assume coming before you. Would you make us ready? And would you open our hearts and our minds? And would you speak to us for Christ's sake? Amen. Luke 4, verse 14 says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about." Our Lord was a famed man. There went out a fame of him. He was famous. He was famous. Look with me at verse 33. It says, "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out from him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about." Every place of the country, there was a fame of him. The fame went out. Look with me at chapter 5, verse 12. "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man." That's what he said to him. Tell no man. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Our Lord was the true example of humility. Humility, the true example. He was not doing any of this for himself. Not any of this. Verse 14, "He charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." It just couldn't be stopped. It could not be stopped. They couldn't not tell about him. He said, don't tell anybody. They just couldn't. They could not tell about him. They had to talk about him. They had to. Now, as this fame went out, can you picture this in your mind? Can you picture this fame spreading? One man comes up to another man and he says, have you heard of this man, Jesus of Nazareth? No, I don't think so. What about him? He makes lame men walk. What? I saw it. There was a man laying in a bed who had never, ever gotten up from his birth. And he came up to him and he said, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And he did it. My best friend is lame. Where is he? Have you heard of this man, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you hear about him? No. No, what about him? I saw him make a deaf man hear. I watched him put his fingers into the ears of a deaf man, and he heard. My father's deaf. Where is this man? Did you hear about Jesus of Nazareth? No, I don't think so. What'd he do? There was a 12-year-old girl who died. I mean, she died. And he walked up to her and he took her by the hand and he said, "I say unto thee, arise," and she came back to life. Are you serious? Are you serious? Is this real? Yes. Well, if he can do that, my son is grievously vexed of a devil. Can he help him? Yes, he can. Well, my mother has an issue of blood. Can he help her? Yes, he can. But my whole family, we're all sinners. I mean, we're all rebels against God. I mean, the worst kind of no hope sinners. Do you really think he can do something for them? Yes, he can. He most certainly can. Everyone heard of Jesus of Nazareth. Everybody. Can you imagine the thrill that came over a soul that was infected with one of these diseases every time that soul heard about him and what he can do? Can you envision a man laying on a bed with the palsy, hearing people talk around him about this one who raises men off of their beds? Would you tell me that again? Tell me, what did you say? How did he do it? What did he do? What's his name? Would you mind just telling me one more time? The thrill of thinking as that man lays there, if I could just get to him. If I could only get to him. But I'll guarantee you, every soul that was in that condition, every single soul experienced immediate sorrow, an immediate reaction of sorrow, thinking, it'll never happen for me. As I lay here, it'll never happen for me. How could I get to him? He's famous. He's a famed man. How could I possibly know him? Why would he look on me? Of all people, why would he choose me? Why would he show kindness to me? Now go with me, if you would, over to what will be our text. Go with me to Mark chapter 10. Mark 10, verse 46 says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." Now, our Lord passed right through Jericho. You stop and think about that for just 1 minute. Thousands and thousands of people. How many people in Jericho do you believe had the palsy? How many people in Jericho do you believe were blind? How many people in Jericho do you believe needed him? Thousands and thousands of people. He passed right by. He walked right through them. And as he's leaving the city, here he is, leaving the city in the midst of all these people, there's a blind man sitting on the side of the road. I have this man envisioned in my mind. His back is hunched over. very hunched over. He's weak. He's bowed down. And the reason is because he sits on the ground all day long. That's what happens to the body when you just sit there on the ground all day long. He's dirty. He's very dirty. And the reason is because he's sitting on ground level. He's sitting actually on the dirty ground. It's a busy road. Jericho's a big city. Lots of camels, lots of mules, lots of horses, lots of people. All that traffic, it just kicks up a ton of dust as they go by. Just tons of dust. And he is covered in it. He's covered in it. This man is poor. He's a poor man. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't have anything but the rags on his back. That's all he has. Doesn't have a shower. He has no hygiene. This man stinks. Everything about him stinks. Everything in him is rotting. But do you know that he has no idea of any of this? He doesn't realize this. He cannot see that. This man cannot see how dirty he is. He cannot see how dirty he is. He cannot see how torn his rags are. He can't see how black and how rotten his teeth are. This man is blind. He's blind. And do you know he represents every single one of us in this room? This is the spiritual condition of every man before God. We're weak. We're low. We're dirty. We're poor. Our filthy rags cannot cover us. We're rotting from the inside out. But until God reveals that to us, we're spiritually blind. Spiritually blind. Now, because of what Bartimaeus said in this account, we can be certain of the fact that he heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. The fame reached him. He knew about him. This is what he heard. We know this is what he heard because the Apostle Paul said, "Have they not all heard?" This is what we have heard concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only testimony there is about him. Bartimaeus sat there as people went by and he heard them say, "Jesus of Nazareth is the great physician." He said he came for one reason only, and that was to heal the sick. Bartimaeus heard that and he sat there in his own infirmity thinking, "I'm sick. I'm sick. Oh, I wish he would come to me." As the fame of the Lord was told, he heard, "Jesus of Nazareth says that he's going to bind up all the broken, every soul that's broken. He's going to lift up every soul that's bowed down, every soul that's humbled, every soul who is low in the dirt and mire and clay." Bartimaeus heard that and he thought, "I'm broken. I'm a broken man. I'm bowed down in the dirt. I'm as low as a man can get. Oh, I wish he would come to me. I wish this man would come to me." While men and women ignored Bartimaeus as he said, "Alms for the poor," he sat there crying, "Alms for the poor." He heard him say, "Jesus of Nazareth says, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich." Bartimaeus heard that and he thought, oh, if I could find this man. If I could just get to this man. If I could beg from him. I'm a beggar. I know I'm a beggar. I know I am. But if I could beg from this man. If I could just beg from him. I don't have any doubt in my mind that at some point somebody came up to him and said, blind man, you need to get to Jesus Christ. He heals blind eyes. Everywhere he goes, he heals the blindness of men and women. Bartimaeus thought, I would if I could. I would, but I can't. I'd give anything to, but I can't. I can't see him. I can't see the way to him. The only thing that I can do is sit here in my blindness. That's all I can do. Oh, I wish he would come to me. I wish I could find this man. Now hold your place right here and turn with me, if you would, to Luke 18. Luke 18, verse 35 says, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude passed by, he asked what it meant. What's going on? Why is there so much commotion? What does all this mean? Why is everybody so loud? Somebody tell me, what's happening? What's happening right now? Verse 37 says, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Savior, Lord, you're my King. You, my God, my Lord, have mercy on me. Verse 39, and they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. Hush, blind man. Stop crying. You're causing a scene. He doesn't have time for you. He does not want you. You're not worthy of him. But he cried so much the more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Can you see this man in this moment? The Lord is passing by. And after everything he heard about him, he cried, I'm sick! I'm sick! I'm low! I'm broken! I'm poor. I'm blind. Please. Please, Lord, help me. Please. Now go with me back to Mark chapter 10. Verse 49 says, and Jesus stood still. There's a depth to that that cannot be described. That means so much more than he stopped walking. He stood still. Christ stood still for this man. He walked right through Jericho. Thousands of people watched him pass by. How would you like to be one of the souls who went to the judgment throne of God and realized, I watched that man walk past me that day. I never cried. Had no need of him. He walks through thousands and thousands. on purpose to a certain man sitting on the side of the road. As he goes by, his mercy causes that sinner to cry, "Please, please help me." And he stood still. He looked on him. Can you see the Lord standing there? Bartimaeus is still crying. He's still crying. He chose him. He chose to have compassion on this man. Virtue is going out for him. Bartimaeus has no idea. He's blind. He's still blind at this moment. He has no idea that Jesus of Nazareth is at this exact moment already standing still for him. He's crying, "Please." The fact that Christ stood still means His time was a time of love. Long before God opened our eyes, at some point God opened our eyes. Long before He opened our eyes, while all the accusations were being railed on Him for all the sins that you and I committed. Oh, they spit on Him, they cursed Him, they beat Him for all the sins that you and I committed. And He never opened His mouth in defense. He just stood still. All the way to the cross, they led Him all the way up Calvary's mountain. Laid that cross down, grabbed a spike. Never said a word. Stood still. Verse 49, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. He's already standing still. And now He commands this man to be called. And they call the blind man, saying unto him. Now this blind man is sitting here and he doesn't realize it, but he's been listening to a message this whole time. The gospel has been preached to this man the whole time. Here's the message that Bartimaeus heard. The first thing he heard was, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. That's what they told him. Somebody said to him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. The one who is able is passing by. It's his right to pass by. He can heal whom he will. He can pass by whom he will. The second thing that blind man heard is, hold your peace. Hold your peace. You're unworthy. You have no right to him. Nothing you have ever done deserves him stopping for you. He does not owe you anything. The third thing he heard, the final point of that message is, verse 49, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, blind man. Rise. He's calling you. We can't believe this. He's calling for you, blind man. Stand up. He's calling you. This is a sovereign physician. And you're not worthy of His healing. You are unworthy of His healing. But I have good news for you. Jesus Christ stood still for you. Verse 50 says, and He casting away His garment. Wait a minute, Bartimaeus. You're poor. You don't have much. Don't you think you ought to keep what you have and just add to it? You don't have many things. Don't you think you ought to just hold on to that old filthy torn garment and add something to it? No. I believe this man's going to give me a brand new one. Based on everything I've heard about him, the fame of this man has come to me. I've heard what he does for people in need, and I believe he has a brand new one waiting for me. A perfect one. A seamless one. Why would I want to hold on to these filthy rags any longer? That's what every sinner says when God calls him. every sinner. Why would I want to hold on to my filthy self-righteousness when He has a brand new spotless one waiting on me? Verse 50, and He, casting away His garment, rose and came to Jesus. If He was still blind, how did He come to Christ? How did He come straight to Christ? He was led there. He was led there. So is every beggar when God calls him. He's led by the Holy Spirit of God directly to Christ. Verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And let me ask each one of us in here this morning, what do you want Christ to do for you? Really and truly, when this is all over, we are about to meet God. We're about to go stand before God. And when this is all over, in our hearts, what do we honestly want Christ to do for us? Do we want the happiness of this world? Is that what we want ultimately? Do we want everything that this world has to offer us? Do we want Easy Street? What do we want Christ to do for us? Verse 51, Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Lord, through your mercy, through the mercy that comes in your blood, I want to see. I want to see your glory. I want to see your goodness. I want to see your kingdom. I want to see salvation. I want to see eternal life. I want to see you. Do you want to see Christ? I mean, there He is. I want to see you. Open my eyes that I might see. Verse 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The faith that I just gave you to come to me and ask this of me and believe that I'm able to do this unto you, that faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight. Then what did he do? He can see now. I see. Now I see. I can go wherever I want to now. I don't need anybody else. I can go anywhere I want to. I can go do whatever I want to do now. What did he want to do? The end of verse 52 says, he followed Jesus in the way. He followed Christ. That's what every saved sinner has a heart to do when God opens those eyes. Every one of them wants to follow Christ. Every single one of them. Why do we all want to do that? Is it because somewhere there's a law in here that says we have to? It's because we love Him. I'm in love with you. Wherever you are, I have to be there. I wonder how many times Bartimaeus said, thank you. Can you see this crowd following the Lord? Here they go, out of Jericho into the next town. Bartimaeus is with them. Can you see him coming up behind the Lord and saying, Lord, I just want to say thank you one more time. Thank you. Thank you. I can see that man going around from that moment on, telling everybody his story. You're not going to believe what happened to me. You're not going to believe what happened to me. I was just a blind beggar. I was on the side of the road. I was in the gutter. But he passed by me. Did you do something to make him come to you? No. He just passed by me. And he stood still for me. And he called me to himself, and then he opened my eyes to it all. He just notified me after the end, after it was all over. Does that story, this story of blind Bartimaeus, does that sound familiar? That is my story. That's your story. If God has come to us, if Christ has come to us and shown mercy to us, this is our story. This is our story. Every believer, oh, He came to me where I was. He stood still for me. He called me to Himself, and then He told me about it. That's all the gospel is. That's all the message is. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. This is about what Christ has already done. And He did it for blind beggars like you and me. To Him be the glory. Let's all have a word of prayer in closing. Lord, thank You for Your Word. Lord, thank You for this place. I pray, dear Lord, Your rich, rich blessings on this place. Thank You for opening blind eyes. Lord, thank You for revealing Your face to us. I pray, Lord, that You would be with this assembly. Strengthen them and support them. We thank God for them. Thank God for this loving pastor. Lord, we pray that You will help us all. We all stand in need daily of Your touch, Your mercy, Your leadership, Your wisdom. And Lord, we all say thank You. Thank You for everything You've done for us. We know that every day for the rest of our time on this earth is ordered. It's perfect. We are living out perfect days. And Lord, we say thank You. Bless us and forgive us for Christ's sake. Amen. Thank You. We've enjoyed being with You. Thank You so much.